Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Welcome back into the College Football Every Game on the Board podcast, Power 5 championship games and championship weekend with our closer, Kelly Stewart, at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter, Barstool Sportsbook, WagerTalk.com. Kelly, welcome in. How are you feeling?
Hey, Drew. Busy day. Just got finished doing both episodes of Bet on It. We've got the hustle coming up. I'm headed to Dallas on Friday, so I've got a lot of work to do between now and then.
Fun weekend, Big 12 championship game, trying to be the spoiler for the conference. We're going to get into that one, guys. But we do have a Friday night matchup here in the Power 5. If you're new to Every Game on the Board podcast, it's just like it sounds. We hit every single game on the board, college football. If you go to wagertalk.com, live odds screen, go to college football, live odds board. We are going down in numerical order. We just had mid-major Matt break down the group of five games, the non-Power 5 games, if you will. Now we're having Kelly hit the big boy games, 305, 306, first one up. Friday night lights here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Allegiant Stadium, Utah and USC. The Trojans, -2.5. There is a -3 favorite out there. 68 being the total, up and down. That's what the odds makers are saying. Kelly, what are you thinking? Pac-12 Conference of Champions championship game.
God, I'd love to take the three with Utah here. I actually laid it with Utah the last time these two met in Salt Lake City. Utah got the win, but not the cover. I've been betting against this USC team all year long, including last week versus Notre Dame. If you look at the stat box, Drew, I won that game. If you look at the final score, not so much. USC has benefited so much off of turnovers this year, plus 25 in the turnover margin category. Like, it's just unprecedented. So I'm not going to step in front of that train again here against the spread. I just can't do it. I do think Whittingham has a really solid defense with this Utah team. Neutral field, as you mentioned, in Las Vegas is going to be absolutely rocking. Both of these teams should travel really well. I'm going to pass here. Slight lean towards the over. I know that sounds kind of crazy. Joe Ranieri just gave out the under 34.5 for the first half on Bet on It as his bet for this game. And I kind of lean that way. But I do think it gets opened up here in the second half. Again, passing on this one, but I have a feeling I'll be at least rooting for the Utes to play spoiler here.
Yeah, I agree. A tough handicap. Great game. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolutely great game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, totals wise, I think they're going to go up and down as well. But I was actually talking to Ralph earlier, and I think he said he put out a stat on Bet on It in terms of the rematch in the conference championship game. It was something like a big number towards the under.
I got it right here. So interesting because we have five rematches on Friday and Saturday of conference revenge, if you will, right? So this is the first one on Friday night. Ralph's is in the second rematch. If they won the first game, they're only 45% against the spread in the second. And if both of those teams are off wins, which Utah is off a win over Colorado and USC is off a win over Notre Dame, it is 65% to the under. That is some TNA from Bet on It from our good friend Ralph at Cal Sports LV.
65% towards the under. That's a pretty good percentage there, guys. So watch out for that. I did project it to be high scoring, but after hearing that, might kind of pump the brakes on it.
And Kelly, that's kind of how I felt as well there, Drew. Joe Ranieri likes first half under. Again, maybe take the first half under in game. Hits, look towards the second half over here.
And Kelly, last question for you, because I know you spend a lot of time, you do spend a lot of time in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, pretty much halfway in between Salt Lake City and Los Angeles. It's part of the reason why Las Vegas has been, had so much growth, because back in the day, before there was really cars and everything, that would be like the halfway mark between the two big cities. But who do you think will have more fans here, the Trojans or the Utes?
You know, the Utes travel really, really well. As far as USC fans go, I think they're having an unprecedented season. So I do think their fans will travel. But something you have to consider, and this is something we're going to talk about here with the TCU K-State game as well. When you have a team looking towards a college football playoff as a possibility, if you will, do you, and you're an SEC guy, do you go to the championship game or do you put your money in your pocket and say, okay, I hope they win this game and I'm going to save my money for the bowl game or for the national championship? And that's always an interesting thing here. That's why I'm actually headed to Dallas, because I knew scheduling wise with work, if K-State does play in the projected Sugar Bowl, whether that was going to be against LSU or Alabama, it was going to be really hard for me to try to get to New Orleans after being at the Arizona Bowl the night before. So something to keep in mind there. Utah fans, this is their big game, right? They're not going to the college football playoff. I wouldn't be surprised to see it 60-40 Utah fans.
Yeah, interesting kind of question. Let us know below in the reply section, guys, what you think on Twitter as well, at Kelly in Vegas, at Drew Martin Betts, in terms of the fans and going. You know, with the SEC, whenever I was living in Atlanta or Auburn, and Auburn made the SEC championship game, which back in the day was a decent amount of time, unfortunately not anymore, it was always like a short drive. So I would always be in Atlanta. It was just a matter of paying the money to get into the game. But right. I think it has a lot to do with, if you have to get into an airplane, then it would definitely kind of change things.
Very good point.
Guys, well, let's not bury the lead here. We got Kelly, Kansas State, TCU kicking us off on Saturday, 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, AT&T Stadium, Dallas, Texas. You're going to be there, Kelly. -2.5. That's the Horned Frogs as the favorite to punch their ticket into the playoffs. 62 being the total. Wildcats, Horned Frogs, what are we thinking?
Yeah, Drew, the last time I went to a Big 12 championship game, K-State gave up an early touchdown to Oklahoma, and that was all she wrote. They put up 35 unanswered with Darren Sproles. So it's been a while. And also, note that there wasn't a Big 12 championship for a while because there was only 10 teams. So there's a lot of like weird things that happened there for a while. But this is K-State's chance to play spoiler. They got spoiled in the Big 12 championship game, 98 versus Texas A&M as 13.5 point favorites. And they got cut out of a national championship when there was no Big 12 championship as 13.5 point favorites at Baylor. Kind of an interesting thing there. So this is their chance to get a play spoiler. Obviously, a couple down moments for the Wildcats this year, most notably losing at home to Tulane. TCU's had nothing but up moments. Baylor had a chance to beat them there, had them on the ropes. Sonny Dykes pulls out some craziness, kicks the field goal, even though we all thought they were going to run out of time. That's not what happened, unfortunately, for our good friend CT Betts. Baylor did not get the win, but they did get the cover. And that is one of the only games that the Horned Frogs have dropped against the spread. I kind of thought last week, hey, we got a really good Iowa State defense, plus a 10. I'm glad I stayed off that one because Iowa State has no offense and cannot keep up with the Horned Frogs. But K-State, solid defense, has the weapons offensively to be able to match scores with the Horned Frogs. If you want to look at the last time these two played, Adrian Martinez, I believe, got hurt in the first series, brought in Will Howard. He went out. Third-string quarterback came in, threw a pick, I do believe. Again, was not watching that game. Had some prior engagements, unfortunately. K-State was up 20-10 at half, 20-17 at half, 20-10. Last time I checked the score, next thing you know, they gave up 28 unanswered, and that's going to be the difference maker here. Can the Wildcats defense play four quarters? Max Duggan, hey, congrats to him. He is fourth quarterback in the nation as far as passing efficiency goes. 29 touchdown passes, just 3 interceptions. This is going to be a knockout, dragout game. I made it a pick'em on a neutral field. Told everybody on Twitter they're going to open it up. It's 2.5, and that is where she sits. Has not moved yet, but I'm going to take the 2.5 here, Drew. And by all means, I shouldn't take the 2.5 because I have a 10-1 for K-State to win the Big 12 championship ticket that I bet back in August. I'm taking the 2.5. Listen, games do land one, 31-30. I know NFL is not supposed to, but that does happen. Missed field goals, late attempts, missed PATs. All of the craziness happens in college football. So I'm going to take the 2.5. Even the home games probably don't land one or two, and I should probably just take the money line. But just in case of heartbreak like we saw in Waco, the 2.5 was the easy one for me.
Yeah, there you go. Points in the pocket never hurt. And interesting when you started off talking about Kansas State and the Big 12 conference championship game. I remember that, like one true champion, and then they had all that problem. I like it the way they got it, and I like it the way that Big 12 is going, adding the more teams. It's in terms of buying stock in a conference, I'm buying in the Big 12. Have fun. Are you excited, you know, to be there as a fan? Looking forward to it?
You know, I am excited just because I don't get to go to the bowl game. So this is going to be my bowl game, if you will. Anytime you get to play spoiler is always fun, right? Just because it's happened as a K-State fan way too many times to me in my life of all the heartbreak. So to do that and then get a cheer on my team one more time this year. I've been to a couple of games, got to go to the Mizzou game, the Baylor game, and now here. TCU, man, they've had an unprecedented season. If anybody's got a plus $25,000 ticket in pocket for them to win the Natty, hey, maybe sell that on PropSwap.
Yeah, really. Get some money in your pocket there. We got two games left here, guys, or three games, actually. LSU in Georgia, SEC championship game, Kelly, 51 being the total, minus 17.5. That's the Bulldogs in Atlanta.
Yeah, look, LSU got caught looking ahead last week. Bottom line, right? But to lose that game, I understand get caught looking ahead as a 10-point favorite and to squeak out a win, but to lose that game in the fashion that they did, I actually texted Megan earlier and I said, Megan, what is going on in Baton Rouge? What's the attitude? She's like, I haven't heard anything. I want to know. If you get caught looking ahead to this game, that means you're really excited about this game. But now that you've knocked yourself out of the college football playoff, even if you do get a win, there's been some down moments for these Tigers, right? Losing to FSU, being able to squeak out a couple of wins here and there. We thought they were, you know, really riding the ship, and Brian Kelly is coming into form there in the Bayou, but last weekend had to hurt really bad. And without knowing how this team is going to be able to pick themselves up is curious. On the flip side, you've got Georgia. Georgia's not, doesn't care about the SEC championship game. They have had college football playoff back-to-back natty circled the whole time. And we've seen this Georgia team start off slow on several occasions this year. We saw them against Missouri, against Kent State, and even last week versus Georgia Tech. So I think this is a lot of points. I could see Georgia pulling ahead late here. I do lean towards the LSU Tigers, but again, without knowing kind of what the sentiment is and what the attitude is there in Baton Rouge, I'm a little apprehensive because you've ever heard of losing a game twice, but in theory, they should go out there, put up a big fight against Georgia, who might already be looking ahead to that first round of the college football playoff.
Yeah, interesting setup. I don't remember it happening a lot where they could actually lose and still make the playoffs. This might be the first time. So it's almost a tricky handicap in itself. Good stuff, Kelly. Two games left at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter. 321-322. Clemson, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, Bank of America Stadium here. That is where the Panthers play their home games in the NFL. Saturday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. Minus 7.5. There is a minus 8 out there. That's Clemson as the favorite. 63.5 being the total here in the ACC, Kelly.
Yeah, this is Marco's best bet on Bet On It in the college football edition this week. And I completely understand why. Clemson just gets beat by one by South Carolina. They get dropped, what was it, 4 spots in the college football playoff? That basically solidified no matter what happens in this game, that they don't get to go in, they don't get to get in. And that's tough because since they lost Brent Venables to Oklahoma, this defense really hasn't been the same. Offensively with DJ, it has not been great. Speaking of offense, North Carolina's got a really good one. I think Mac Brown's going to have his team ready here to play, but their defense kind of I have a circle around it. Like, all right, let's see what they can do. Can Clemson take advantage of that crappy defense? Probably. But if North Carolina can match scores, whoever's got the ball last wins. I mean, that's kind of how I'm seeing this one play out. It looks like an absolute and utter shootout. There's no chance I could take the under here, though. I have a feeling that is going to be the sharp side. I don't have the cojones to do it. 7 in the hook. I'm going to be on the heels.
Yeah, I could see a lot of points as well, 63. And, hey, the underdog on the heels there. Find a plus 8 out there, guys. Last game. Big Ten championship game, Lucas Oil Stadium, Indianapolis, Indiana, where the Colts play their home games. Also 8 o'clock Eastern, 52. We have seen some over money up from 50, minus 17. That's Michigan as the favorite hosting the Boilermakers here, Kelly.
Yeah, I took Michigan plus 7.5 last week, and it got all the way up to 8.5 and 9. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to get blown out. And that first series, it looked like maybe they would. And Jim Harbaugh did a really great job absolutely throwing the ball downfield. Drew, I literally said in my video, I was like, Jim, just run the football. You can beat Ohio State. And all of a sudden, here's J.J. McCarthy chucking the ball downfield. I remember I was at the bar with my dad for my birthday, and I'm going, who is this Michigan team? Well, I think this Michigan team's exactly who I thought they were. They play up to the level of competition, and they play down. If you remember 2 weeks prior, Illinois was my best bet in thoughts that maybe Michigan would be looking ahead here. Jeff Brohm, as an underdog, has been so good to me. They play so well as conference dogs, over a touchdown, 7-1 in their last 8, 6-1 as double-digit road dogs in the Big Ten. I'm sorry, I got to take the points here with the Michigan team, who's probably already looking ahead to the college football playoff, because as my mention says, how are you going to take Michigan? They haven't played anybody. Well, now is Michigan's chance to shine. I don't think that they play quite like they did last week. I think they keep a little bit more under wraps, and I think this one stays within, let's call it 2 touchdowns. So 17 points, too many.
Great breakdowns from Kelly Stewart. Follow her on Twitter at Kelly in Vegas. Check her out at Barstool Sportsbook on the YouTube channel, Money Shot Show with Megan Making Money. Bet on it as well on the Wager Talk YouTube channel. And the Hustle coming up at 6 o'clock here, just in 10 minutes, guys. So yeah, check out Kelly in Vegas. She'll also be at the game. Maybe hit her up on Twitter if you're going to be at the Big 12 championship game. Kelly, any final thoughts before we shut this down? Do you have a most confident play for the listeners?
Well, I have to give out K-State as a best bet because I've been running my mouth for the last 3 weeks on Twitter, and that's because this game should be a pick 'em. I understand it should be completely all TCU Horned Frog fans. The place is going to be purple no matter what, so it's going to be hard to tell. But I do think that we're going to see a really great game here. So I'm going to take the points with the Wildcats as my most confident play.
Kelly Stewart, guys, in the Wildcats. Have fun, Kelly. Looks like you have a fun weekend and a good game there, TCU and Kansas State. Guys, please smash that like button. Feel free to reply below. And we'll be back for bowl season, guys, every game on the board. But until then, cash those tickets. Thanks for tuning in.